If you would, tell me a little bit about what you think about the iStep iLearn and how the new iLearn test may or may not affect teachers this year.
It's hard to say at this point. They haven't released all the information yet. We're trying to compare iStep to iLearn, which is hard because it's a moving target. But what we've done in the Clay Community Schools is compare the state average when it was under iStep and now with iLearn. So again, we're learning with iLearn. Yeah, that's a bad way to say it, but again, everything's pretty fluid right now.
Obviously, the big talk in Vigo County is a referendum. And even, how's Clay County finances holding up?
We are very, very sound, very, very healthy. There was a lot of good decisions made years ago, and we've kind of followed those, continue to follow those. We have an excellent business manager. We meet a lot and talk about finances, so we're very blessed financially.
How hard is it for you guys to find teachers to fill all the positions that you've got?
The teacher shortage is hitting everyone. We're no different than anyone else. We've been very fortunate, very blessed to fill all our spots. It becomes more difficult each year. We'd like to see more young people going to teaching. It's still a great occupation, very rewarding, but it is hit us as well.
Any problems finding bus drivers?
Bus drivers are always a challenge. Bus drivers, even custodians, our workforce is no different than anyone else's. We see a lot of business in the business world having the same issues. Fortunately, our buses are rolling. We have actually some subs, which is a good thing to have, and we have some people waiting in place to take some of the bus driver spots. But it's always something we look very, very closely at every year.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of surrounding counties trying to bring students back home that have come to Clay County. I imagine you might have lost some to other counties. Are we at a position now where we're actually recruiting students?
We are not. We have a very good relationship with the surrounding counties. The superintendents are very close. They're in the same spot we're in. So we don't look at that as a competitive thing. We work very well together. We try to team up to make our surrounding communities better. We've actually had some meetings on that. We meet on a regular basis. So no, we're not actively going out and searching for students.
How do you guys feel you're stacking up as far as teacher pay goes?
If you look at the surrounding area, our teacher pay in Clay Community Schools is very competitive, ahead of most places. I wish we could offer teachers more because it's a tough job. It's a difficult job. It's a rewarding job. But, you know, as far as our pay compared to everyone else, we're very competitive. All right, thank you.